Every Sunday we present a prophecy update. We try to show how news and trends in the world corroborate the centuries-old prophecies that you read in God's Word, the Bible. There's a four-chapter section in the Old Testament book of Ezekiel that has long captivated students of Bible prophecy. Ezekiel 38 through 39 tells of a future invasion of Israel by a coalition of nations that surround it. As we read the headlines in the newspapers today and witness the conflict in the Middle East, it's not hard to imagine that this invasion prophesied over 2,600 years ago could be fulfilled any time. Ezekiel 36 and 37 predicted a regathering of the Jews to the nation of Israel, which obviously must precede any such invasion. For 19 centuries, the Jewish people were scattered throughout the world, and there was no nation of Israel to invade. Then on May 14 of 1948, a nation was reborn in a day, and since that time, Jews have indeed regathered in their ancient promised land, just as foreseen and foretold by Ezekiel. I found it amazing that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu recently declared Ezekiel 37 fulfilled. On January 27th, he delivered a speech at the ceremony commemorating 65 years since the liberation of Auschwitz. These are some excerpts from his speech. He said, "I came here today from Jerusalem to say to those who perished here, the people of Israel live. We have returned to our homeland, to the land of our fathers, to our capital, Jerusalem. We have come from every corner of the earth, Holocaust survivors and Jewish refugees from Arab lands, Jews from the Soviet Union and Ethiopia, Poland and Yemen, Romania and Iraq, France and Morocco, Jews from 70 lands and 5 continents. The Jewish people rose from ashes and destruction, from a terrible pain that can never be healed. Armed with the Jewish spirit, the justice of man, and the vision of the prophets, we sprouted new branches and grew deep roots. Dry bones became covered with flesh, a spirit filled them, and they lived and stood on their own feet. As Ezekiel prophesied, then he said unto me, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up, our hope is gone, we are doomed. Prophesy therefore and say to them, thus says the Lord, I'm going to open your graves and lift you out of your graves, O my people, and bring you to the land of Israel." Israel regathered as a nation in their land with Jerusalem as their capital is perhaps the most powerful indication we are living in the last days predicted in God's Word. I sometimes feel if people say, well, how do I know Bible prophecy is true? All you need to do is say Israel. And it's a tremendous fulfillment. Ezekiel 36 and 37, if they've been fulfilled, can we doubt that 38 and 39 will be fulfilled? In previous updates, we've seen how the nations named in those passages are aligning against Israel. One of them is Persia, which is modern-day Iran, which just this week boasted of her nuclear capabilities and whose leaders, both religious and secular, regularly speak openly that they are going to destroy Israel. While there is a debate among scholars as to the timing of the invasion of Israel from the north by this coalition, we can no longer doubt that it will in fact occur just as God has said. Something else will occur just as God has said. Jesus is going to return to resurrect his church. When he does, living believers will be raptured along with the dead in Christ. It's a prophesied event that is presented as being imminent. We're going to take a long look at it today. It could happen at any moment. These are definitely the last days spoken of by Bible prophets and in Bible prophecy, and that's why we like to remind you to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.